recently in a group. We were all either blind or visually impaired, and I was struck by the volume level and the amount of times people talked on top of each other.
That's true, because you can't sort of find a spot to break in by kind of looking around, so you just have to either break in anyway or sit there. And sometimes you just decide how long I'm doing it anyway.
It's also difficult to communicate in loud noise.
No, there's a lot of noise. A noise was...
If I'm walking and there's too much noise, I don't like it.
I don't like a lot of noise. It's like too disruptive.
Sometimes I'll just wait to do things until the big noise goes away.
If the music is really, really loud or even a restaurant.
I can't listen to my walk now. First, because it bothers my ears. And secondly, I just feel cut off.
Excited people don't realize how much they lip read, and you're really quite cut off when you can't even hear the person talking to you across the table.
There's loud music on. I find that I have to hold on to someone or keep feeling or keep just nudging them to know that they're there.
Everybody else is carrying on conversations, and you're sitting there feeling very isolated. So people must have been read a lot more than anybody
I have a friend that's uses a ear aid. He says sometimes I have an ear aid and it's so loud, he said, I take it off. I said, I know what you mean. What I mean by that is there is times when I'm in a car and I'm listening to somebody here, but I'm also hearing somebody else over here, and the odd word over here, because all of them, I'm listening to everything. And I have to consciously sort of shut down the sound from the side of the other one here.
People don't realize how much they give away in their voice.
Sometimes I can feel right away if I get into someone's trouble. I get a sense of someone. It's uncanny. And they walk into a room. I get a sense whether I'm the one, for example, the person I'm going to go into. Whether I get a strange sort of sense of something funny.
It's just sometimes things
or
like
something's
that
happened to them, whatever it may be.
But I think we get a lot more out of voices than the average person does, because they're busy sizing people up visually.
People associate with their voices. So, if I could suddenly see, I wouldn't really know who my mom and dad were unless they spoke to me.
Do people ask you to guess what they're doing? Does that mean anything to you?
Sometimes they do, but it doesn't mean anything. Like if somebody tells, somebody says, a typical example of a teenager, they'll say, oh, there's a cute guy, and they'll, you know, describe, and I'll be like, okay. But it doesn't matter because I don't know what it's, you know, what it is really.
Exactly.
So I just sit there and play along.
Bring somebody into a conversation just because they've entered the room and they want me to know that they're there, that type of thing, if they're that sensitive. But other people are saying, well, it's over there, you don't know what the heck you're talking about.
You can't hear, she has audio impairing, but her children, you know, are used to her. So I was at their place, we went to pick this little boy up at the daycare, he was under two. He was trying to show me something, but it was so noisy, I couldn't understand what he was saying or hear him well enough. Did was come and put his paper airplane in my hand, and I said, oh yeah, that's neat, but he just picked up immediately. that all he had to do was let me know what he was trying to tell me by giving it to me, and I was just so touched. And, you know, I just was amazed.
But he did that with his own eyes.
Because he could have gotten really frustrated that I wasn't paying attention to him, you know?